It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. There are hundreds of small towns and villages all over Wisconsin, but they aren't always at the top of our minds when we're planning vacations and day trips.
And maybe they should be. In a new piece in the Green Bay Press-Gazette, reporter Keith Uhlig makes the case for exploring small towns in the state and gives some suggestions to get us started.
Keith is a human interest reporter for the Press-Gazette. He recently highlighted five of Wisconsin's small town gems worth exploring. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Rob.
I understand you grew up in the small community of Colby here in Wisconsin, under 2,000 current population. Can you talk about your small town upbringing and how it connects to your love of visiting small towns now?
So actually, I grew up outside of Colby. When we went to town, we would go to Colby.
You're in the greater Colby metropolitan area.
Yes, yes. And I just tell people that I grew up in Colby. And I guess it just... It led to a lifelong appreciation of small towns. And so when I'm out and about, sometimes doing my job as a reporter, sometimes just, you know, out and about for having fun, I like to check out small towns as places to visit and places to sort of appreciate.
And do you just build day trips sometimes? You're not headed to Milwaukee. You're just like, hey, I got a weekend day and I want to find a cool little town to check out.
Yeah. For example, Princeton. I wrote about Princeton in that Green Bay Press-Gazette story. I can't exactly remember how Princeton got on my radar screen. It's not an area that I typically drive through, but I think I might have seen the name Princeton. And I thought, oh, that's funny. You know, it's Princeton University and Princeton. I go, I want to go to Princeton. And then I learned about Horseradish Kitchen and Market, which is in Princeton. And then I learned about Renard's European Bake Shop, which is in Princeton. So that when I learned about kind of all these things happening there, I go, well, I got to go to Princeton, right? And we did. And then we found out about the sale, the Saturday morning
sale. The famous flea market.
The flea market. I didn't know about the flea market, and it was amazing. You know, I just get such a kick out of these things. It gives, I don't know. And what I'm find, one of the reasons I love Wisconsin so much is that there are these small towns that have these interesting little businesses or natural attraction or whatever. They're all over, and I like exploring those.
Your article that triggered us giving you a holler was about five small town gems in Wisconsin. Princeton, you were just talking about, was one of them. You've been around Wisconsin your whole life. It must have been hard to make this cut. What kind of things did you consider and try to say, okay, here's my listicle of five?
That was a tough one. I think what I did is, often it's just what interests me at the top of my time at the moment. So when I wrote this story, I had just gotten back from a bike ride with a friend on the Elroy Sparta Trail. Everybody knows about the Elroy Sparta Trail. Even people on the East Coast know about the Elroy Sparta Trail. But do they know, you know, about the museum there? And we just blundered into this little restaurant, soda shop, Ginny's Cupboard. And oh my God, I was just like, I don't even know how to explain it. I tried to write about it in drinking the old-fashioned phosphate, and I didn't even know what that was. So we had to ask our server, and then I drank this thing. It was a cream de mint phosphate, which is like an old-fashioned soda fountain drink, which is fairly rare, but not super uncommon, but I have never run across it. And it was amazing. And I got a sweet tooth, so it really was amazing. And so that's what put Sparta rocketed onto the list just from that, you know.
And Sparta, you mentioned that museum, a very unique museum with some astronaut stuff and some bicycle stuff. Tell us about the Deke Slayton Memorial.
The Deke Slayton Memorial Space and Bicycle Museum. This has been on my radar screen for a long time because what's up with that, right? An astronaut and bikes. Well, bikes is because of the Elroy Sparta Trail, which is famous, of course. If not the first rails to trails section in the United States, one of the first. And then Deke Slayton was a Mercury 7 astronaut. He was part of that first class. And I just thought, you know, I knew he grew up there. You know, you can like log on to the museum, but it was like being there and having these sort of the two unrelated things mesh in your mind. It's great. It just spurs all sorts of things. And that's the kind of stuff that I think you find in small towns. You know, it's just often in small towns, and most of these towns that I list in the story are kind of tourist adjacent, you know, especially like up in the Northwoods. But I find that some small towns, you know, if they're a certain size and they're sort of on the edge of major tourism areas, they come up with some really creative ways of attracting people into their downtowns.
It occurs to me, Keith, I mean, yes, you've got a list of towns to visit here, and that's great. We'll talk about more of them. But the core of this seems like a mindset almost. And I'll admit, I can be one of those guys who's like point A to point B. I know where I'm going. I want to get there. Yeah. And then I'll start doing stuff. But then I think about what are some of my favorite memories of travel. It's stumbling across that little thing that wasn't plan A, right? It wasn't on the map for me. What is it about that serendipity? How can somebody like me get better at finding that?
I've thought about this a lot because I don't think you can actually contrive a strategy. And I think my strategy is often, it's food related usually, you know, so a quirky
that'll
restaurant.
That'll work for me.
Or, yeah, so I think it starts often with me just Googling, you know, looking for a coffee shop, you know, or a bakery. Those kinds of things, I just thrive on coffee and bakery. I can't get enough. So I'll Google those wherever I am. And if I'm like on my way somewhere, I'll look, you know, for a stop somewhere. And then the next level is, well, what about a small town? You know what I mean? But that seems to work for me. Also, you can tell that I like to ride bikes. So a lot of times I'm looking for places to ride bikes. So then I Google coffee shop around there. And that's led me to some really cool downtowns. Something like, for example, I might, you know, Boulder Junction could have easily been on this list too. And that place got me going because in the winter, because they offer a skating ribbon. I think it's been open for a year or two now. And I just wanted to go do that. I wanted to do that. And then I found a bakery, coffee shop there. And then I learn about, you know, outdoor clothing store. Those are the kinds of things that I get into.
We're talking about the joy of visiting small towns in Wisconsin. Keith Ulig is with us, reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette. Keith, let's visit some more stops now that you highlight in your article. Viroqua in the Driftless area, a great place, I would imagine, for fall road trips. What stood out for you about Viroqua?
Yes. Well, Viroqua is the weak point in my list. It's been a few years since I've been there. And what brought me to Viroqua was a bike ride. I wanted to get to the Driftless area to go for a bike ride. I was doing this sort of year-long project of trying to cycle or run or paddle a silent sport activity in each county.
Wow.
And I can't remember what county Viroqua is in. Sorry, Viroqua. But I chose Viroqua as my starting and stop point. And that's when I learned, I went to Wonder State Coffee there, and I just loved that place. It was memorable mostly because of the coffee, for one thing, is just fantastic. It, you know, it's among the best you'd find anywhere. And then I really loved their coffee shop, which I think it looked like it was an old gas station, and they used the old like bay doors. They're just glass, and it was such a great time. And then I learned about, you know, the restaurant in Viroqua that I haven't tried yet, but it's the host of WPR's Wisconsin Foodie owns that. It's called the Driftless Cafe. And I also found the Driftless Books and Music Store. That's in an old, that place just looks wild. That's another thing I'll look for bookstores. But it's in an old historic warehouse. And I bet most of your listeners from like the Madison area for sure know about all these things. But for me, Viroqua is a little off the beaten track. And so I need to like actually build in a specific day trip to Viroqua. And that's going to happen pretty soon, I think.
And that's Vernon County. I just double-checked my memory on that.
Vernon County. I couldn't remember. That Driftless area, by the way, all you have to do is drive and hit a town in the Driftless area, and you are going to stumble across something fantastic. The Driftless area is my absolute favorite part of the state.
All right. And Craig, winter is coming. Eagle River is a town you say particularly great for a winter visit.
Yes. So that one was the ice castle drew us there. The ice castle is built by the Eagle River Fire Department on cold, when winters are cold enough for them to get enough ice off of a lake to build the ice castle. So my wife and I, let's go look at the ice castle. And then how did I find out about Toad in the Hole? Cannot remember. I think it might have been on Instagram or something like that. And we went to Toad in the Hole, and that was such a great experience because it's, if it's not the smallest like breakfast lunch joint in Wisconsin, it's got to be one of them. And you, so you're sitting like elbow to elbow to people, and it just creates this sort of atmosphere. Part of it is the owners that that are there, they sort of engender this sort of community feeling. And then my wife is into like crafts. So she wanted to go to Shepherd's Wool, which is a fabric and crafts shop. I would not have gone in there had I been alone. And I would have been poor because of it. Because we walk into this store and it's just full of these, I don't know what you call it, Rob, the, you know, those reams of like wool, like tweed, and it was just amazing. And I think it's in an old bank. It looked like it was an old bank, a repurposed bank. And you could tell that this too is a place, a kind of a community hub. So that was, I just enjoyed it all.
And then Chippewa Falls rounds out your list. What was a highlight there?
My dad was a trucker, and I used to ride along with him on his route, which ran from the Twin Cities to Green Bay. And, you know, we'd drive through Chippewa Falls at that time before the bypass, and I just always liked it. So I learned about that Chippewa Falls Museum of Industry and Technology, and then learned about, went there and learned about Seymour Cray, and was just kind of blown away by just what he did and how he, in terms of history, and how he's been sort of like a link in that chain to AI right now, you know, the things we're dealing with now, and how he's kind of a quirky, interesting thinker. And I liked that a lot. And then I found out about Olson's Ice Cream, which is a place where they make the ice cream on site, handmade ice cream. That's another thing that will draw me to your town, as if I find out you got good ice cream, I'm going to stop there. And then there was a great coffee shop. Can't remember the name of that one downtown. And then, of course, there's the Liney Lodge, which brings in people from all over. But to me, Seymour Cray, he's the reason to go to Chippewa Falls.
Now, Keith, I know how these things work. You put out a list with five towns in Wisconsin, and you're going to hear from some people like, hey, hold on, pal. What about so-and-so? Yeah. What kind of response have you gotten?
I haven't gotten those kinds of responses. I think people are pretty used to these things, but it's like it is the tip of the iceberg. I actually, these aren't my favorite types of stories to write, although I got a kick out of this one because I've just felt, you know, so close to these towns. I really like them. I think people should just go to them. But I think the better story, I mean, the better way to approach it is not read my story, but, you know, find your own template. Find your own little small town hidden treasure, off the beaten path place. And half the fun is just trying to find them, too.
Keith, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Keith Ulig is a human interest reporter for the Green Bay Press Gazette. A link to his article on great small towns in Wisconsin is available at our website. It's at wpr.org/Wisconsin Today. And you can share your own favorite small town to visit. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.